tömmer glas efter glas. Men ingenting släcker min törst. Väggarna kommer mot mig, trycker mot mitt bröst. Ensamma ensamma rum, nu glider jag härifrån. Ensamma rum, snart syns jag inte mer.
That was quite possibly the stupidest thing I've ever played on this program. The Intergalactic Touring Band, a one-off concept project, comprised of a group of has-beens, including Rod Argent, I believe Arthur Brown, Annie Haslam, and a host of others. That was called Silver Lady. It's kind of a stupid sci-fi rock opera from 1977. Before that, the Swedish prog band Saga with something called Ensamma Rum, another one-off. And before that, the Japanese prog group known as Maria from about 1985. That was Dokuten Kara no Shupatsu, Part 1. And we started with the Spanish hard rock group known as Ramoncine with Rock and Roll Dudua from sometime in the late 70s. This is Public Sensory Radio. It's time for me to get out of here. Stay well. And be good. I'll talk to you next week. Or the week after. Okay. See ya.
There were the Burger Builders and the Bilge Burgers. They both had secrets about everything you couldn't imagine. Obviously, the Burger Builders knew how to build things. This much is obvious from their name. And of course, they had their secrets and they knew how to keep them. Back then, as now, you try divulging a secret. They know how to punish people, man. Then there were the Bilge Burgers. They knew how to talk and sell things, and then, as now, they did it very well. They're the ones who invented because they were and are inventors. The concept, because they're into those as well, of money. And this is important because, remember the name, it's quite important, money, and not exchange. No cooperation, really, just we'll pay you for it, or you owe us money. Anyway, at this time in the far, far distant past, when we were all as light as heavy or transparent as dense, give or take the problems of existing in three-dimensional reality when you're a semi-spiritual entity, as much light energy as solid body and flesh. Anyway, we used to all gather at places that we knew were very, very important, a lot more important than money. And we used to commune with the ley lines of power through standing stones connected to power grids all over the planet. We could communicate via these lines of energy. We could lift huge stones by the power of thought alone for the Burger Builders, and some of us were very good at it, hence Merlin. Some of the stuff that we had to do was quite base, but necessary, believe me. We knew how to circumnavigate the world, or the globe, as contrary to popular belief, we did not believe that the Earth was flat. This was long before people started to believe that, or were conned into believing that, if you like, by the Bilge Burgers. You see, the cross, as in Christianity, was a navigational device. What you had to do was get a ball of string with a very round stone tied to it, then attach the string to the long horizontal piece of the cross. You then had the four cardinal points, as in north, south, east, west, as in a compass. And if the round stone hanging from the cross signifies the world, or the globe, and given an excellent naturally occurring knowledge of the movement of the planets and stars, then you could work out where you were, anywhere on the globe. Even if you were stuck on a desert island. If you had two long bones and a skull, you could do the same thing. Why do you think that pirates had skull and bones insignia?
Alchemical radio. the superb band The Morrigan with the track entitled Merrily Kissed the Quaker's Wife from their album Mask on English Garden Records. Contact www.highnotemusic.com.
Why the church nicked the cross, you see. So that they could use the symbol, which meant one thing, and use it for another, i.e. We can show you the way via the cross to the only God that we, the Bilgeburgers, want you to believe in, the one true God of their invention, was just another one of many Bilgeburger concepts.
From the United World Underground CD compilation produced by Mick Magic, the band Lovin' a Plague, the song Freak. Contact magic at uwunderground.fsnet.co.uk.
how you knew where to put the pyramids, you see, i.e. in the middle of the Earth's landmass, because everything had to be just right, just so. They're like beacons, the pyramids, and all of the sacred places across the Earth, whether pyramids, standing stones, whatever, were plotted out on the ground long, long, long before they were actually built. They were a concept first, thought up by the Bilgeburgers, and then later brought into three-dimensional reality by the Burger Builders. This is how one can create one's own reality. Nothing comes into existence without being thought about first, if you'll see what I mean.
Thank you.
excellent CD, What's New in Baltimore, a compilation of Baltimore's best progressive rock from our good friends at Exposé magazine in the USA. The song that we have featured is called Homo Homini Lupus by the band Sonus Umbra. Contact www.sonusumbra.com. Piero Milesi with Volti Riflessi on Cuneiform Records. The title of the album is From Within. Contact www.cuneiformrecords.com.
The only problem with it all for the likes of you and me, which is another vital thing which we shall come to later for sure, but it was that every secret that ever was kept by the Burger Builders and the Bilgeburgers in secret, and you know how earlier I was talking about how well they knew and know how to punish people? Shudder. Well, sometimes they used to burn or drown people who had originally come up with the concepts that the Bilgeburgers later nicked and the Burger Builders got us all to build. They would just call someone a witch and start a good fire. Ooh. They like fire, believe me.
Stone Premonitions is a truly independent, self-financed underground record label which is run by a collective of musicians and like-minded individuals working cooperatively without any outside investment from corporate entities or major record companies. We sincerely appreciate your support and hope that you enjoy the music. From the wonderful new album from the Osric Tentacles, Pyramidion, the live track Aramanu. This album takes the biscuit, not only for the, as always, superb musical ambience, but for the best artwork on a CD sleeve we have seen. Need we say more? Support the Osric Tentacles and buy this CD. Contact www.osrics.com.
Thank you.
Anyway, when they'd nicked all of our secrets, we weren't needed in the same way anymore. But we still had our uses, and this is what I was talking about earlier, about you and about me. You see, they managed to con us all into believing in a variety of false one true gods, be it Christ, Buddha, or television.
they had got us just where they wanted us, constantly looking outside of ourselves for answers. They've tried to convince us that we have no power anymore, when we are in fact all powerful.
Stone premonitions, positive vibrations. By the innovative and quite unique The Brother Egg, from their album on Wallenzo Records, Snowflake and Fingerprint Machine. Contact www.wallenzo.co.uk. Paradox 1, featuring Phil Jackson, from the album Reality Quake on Neurosis Records, a lovely piece entitled Kinder Scenen, Scenes from Childhood. Contact Phil7Jackson at madasafish.com.
Stop believing in the Burger Builders and the Bilge Burgers and believe in yourself. Don't accept the bilge anymore. Tell them where they can stick it, where the light does not shine, where they belong. If we all do this, then they will simply fade away. The Bilge Burgers have conned us all into believing that it's our power that has faded away, but without our cooperation, they are nothing. Merlin lives in your very heart and soul, your very spirit. As within, so without. The one thing that I left out, which is vital to the understanding of it all, is reincarnation, of course. You see, long, long ago, they worked out the art of being able to transfer the life force from one body to another at the point of death. You see, the pyramids weren't burial chambers, as has been so often put forward as the reason for their existence. They were, in fact, more like rejuvenation chambers, where the dying king and queens could transfer their life forces from the dying bodies in one chamber into a newborn child in another. Please notice that I don't say soul here. They don't have souls in the way that we could understand souls. These are our souls, if you know what I mean. Yes, where was I? As in the king and queen's chambers in the Great Pyramid of Cheops, yes. The art continues to this day, you know, which is why we still have the same people in charge from one age to another. It is the perfect way to maintain their power base from one generation to another generation, from generation to generation. The high priest and those initiated into these sacred mysteries, as they call them, are still around to do the bidding of the highly enlightened ones today. The Luciferic consciousness is the voice within you that you know intuitively is not exactly looking after your best interests. You know that little voice that says you should do something which is very, very wrong for you personally and your complete development, your evolution. It's like the predator consciousness from outside 3D reality, if you like. The lower fourth dimension, fifth dimensional entities, this sort of thing, if you like. Because, of course, intuitively, we all know the difference between right and wrong. You know it intuitively. This is why the powers that be need the Luciferic consciousness so badly, because they want to usurp the voice of truth from within. Religion works in reverse. It does not free the uninitiated. It binds them to an enforced belief system in order to control the individual. We are then indeed herded as sheep by the good shepherd, who is in reality the puppet master slave. The poor sods are so very, very worried, you know, about the now undeniable fact of the matter, which is that we are all waking up to our true potential and realize what a whole lot of bullshit we have been fed through manipulation for so long. They enjoy making shifts in the total human collective consciousness. They revel in it, in fact. One day, we are led to believe that life is like one set of beliefs, and the next,
another.
We are all pawns in the game. Indeed, it is like a magic show with a participating audience. We all partake in the show. Ooh, ah, we say.
Ooh, ah.
The deadly, inhuman show.
The illusion is all around us for our audio-visual entertainment. The Romans had the arena. The powers that be have always realized the importance of entertainment. Are you afraid? You are meant to be. And if you are not, then the scam is not working. You and I are so much easier to manipulate if we are in a permanent state of fear. Remember, they care not for love and understanding. They care only for power and the means to it. They care about feeding negativity into an otherwise extremely positive vibration. Another thing which comes into play is very, very important, and that is time itself, which they can quite easily shift because, you see, it doesn't actually exist. It is an illusion created for total control. You see, the ordinary people like you and I are actually all beings of light from the future and the past and present at the same time. We already have the knowledge within. Everything a person needs to know is within. Human beings are born with an inbuilt camera so that they can film their lives as they go along and store it all in memory. We perform our own edited highlights and try to forget our inadequacies. Okay, for old time's sake, Another turn on the wheel of illusion so that we can reconnect with material reality. The dream. We're all being fooled by the dream at our own expense.
Oral innovations. We were fortunate enough to see BJ Cole in concert recently with a wonderful band called Los Pistoleros, and the performance was truly breathtaking. After the gig, we talked with him, and he very kindly gave us a copy of his beautiful album, The Heart of the Moment, on Resurgence Records. This track is called Forever Amber, and you can read an account of our meeting with BJ Cole by going to the link for Reverend Rabbit's Thought for the Day at www.modern-dance.co.uk. Alchemical Radio would like to dedicate this song to Tony Morland, who sadly passed away on March the 15th, 2002. Tony was an integral member of the Stone Premonitions Music Collective, and we remember him for his lyrical inspiration, unconditional love and support. Sail on, brother. Just Drifting by Dave Brock from the atmospheric album Memos and Demos. Oral Innovations, introducing new space rock, psychedelic, and progressive music from all around the world.
Aliens. Aliens amongst us, hiding behind puppet figures on the world stage. I want what I want is what I want. You know nothing, brother, is what you know. What do you know?